Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And, oh, fuck it. We've got a real sort of anti-police type, anti-government type, anti-everyone telling you what to do type, anti-everything start to the show. This is Smart Bomb, Covert Operation.
I've got the backwards side of the real vision, baby.
Listen to Guanabats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Smart Bomb Covert Operation and a track called Bank Robber. What I'll know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SmartBombCovertOperation.
It is indeed. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and Internet Nil. I'm hoping to play more from them in future weeks. We got them via Music Submit, thanks to everyone who lobs their music up on that, and then we find out about it and it's brilliant and I'm loving that band. And there's more from the Music Submit website later on in the show as well. And thanks very much for sending that through. Smart Bomb Covert Operation, classic track. At this point I would normally mention Poetry Corner and Comedy Suburbs and maybe read you out a poem or maybe do you a joke, but I've had none in. So if you're listening out there, please do send a joke or poem to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email either Poetry Corner or Comedy Suburbs. I do like them. I realise we're making the show a day early. There's a reason for that. That's because in the morning I'm going to Las Vegas and Nevada and the Grand Canyon and Arizona and various other places for 10 days, which means that it's going to be an amazing show next week, isn't it, Tony?
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be amazing because live from Nevada or Arizona or wherever I happen to be next Tuesday, I will not be making Punky Radio. But there's still going to be a show. We've worked it out. It's going to be great. I'd actually like to get on with the next song, if I may.
Okay, yeah.
This has come through from People Like You Records, and classic new album from an artist that frankly I've never heard of, called Bob Wayne. This has been around for 2 or 3 weeks. I haven't had the chance to play it yet. We heard Bank Robber. This is something in a similar kind of I don't care about what you tell me to do type of thing. What I want to know is, I've not really explained this very well, I just want you to hear it. What is Bob Wayne's website?
BobWayne.com?
No, BobWayne.org. Paulie B, the Internet One. Tony Neil, you're going to love this. This is a little bit of high octane country. Fuck the law.
Well, they tell me I can't cross their border for all things I've done wrong. When all I've been doing is writing and living these songs. Now, what kind of man would I be if I just laid down and let the law walk over me? What kind of message would that send to all of my friends that still have some hope that we're free? Fuck the law. The law. Fuck the law. Fuck the law.
You're listening to The Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've just realised that the first half of this show has references to the law, fucking the law, robbing, stealing or killing in some way or other. I only thought it was the first two songs, but I managed to do half a show on it.
Nice.
Excellent. Listen, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do. Thanks for your Facebook comments this week. Please do leave a comment if you're on Facebook. Easiest way to do this, probably the only way to do it really, is go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment. All comments will be read out, thank you very much, all received with thanks. Alternatively, if you are the Google Plus persuasion, and not many of you are, but I'm sure some people will be, go to Google Plus, gplus.2/punkyradio.
I'm not sure Google Plus, it will become the Twitter of 2012, you know.
Nah, I think it's just Facebook. Those people hate Facebook.
Yeah.
Nah. Well, there you go. Oh, we're on Twitter, aren't we? Punky Radio, we are on Twitter.
Yeah, but I only do the sort of the show update once a week on it. Punky Radio's not really on it, so I don't really check it. So.
Right.
But feel free to do things on Twitter with Punky Radio. Hopefully that are inappropriate.
We're both on Twitter, though, is it? We could follow you directly, couldn't we? If not, Paulie B, I think.
Yeah, or we could just not bother with it.
True. Right, Facebook comments. Right, John Ashton, Fat Boy, obviously again. He says, not showing in iTunes in response to last week's show, though I'm prepared to admit it might just be me. It wasn't. It was the feed. I fixed it. If you do have iTunes, apologies for last week's show being a little bit late showing up. We had feed issues, and Google owning the world caused me pain. We're all fine now. If you do have any issues, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Let me know, and we'll sort it out. Thanks for letting me know about that, fat boy.
And might I just say, fat boy, sometimes you can be very cruel.
Aww. He's very cuddly, though.
Not you said it, not me, Tony.
Marl's been in touch. He says, catching up with the show, and at present listening to the one from the 17th of January. New bed sounding great. Always looking forward to seeing who's coming on the show. Always looking forward. And I reply, saying, January, what are you been up to? Because we haven't heard from him for a while. I said, we've been playing a fair amount of Project Marl beds for quite a while now. And he came back saying, I know, I was talking about the new beds from the 17th of January onwards. Sounding great as always. Had some computer issues with it losing a lot of files, but now re-downloaded all of the podcasts that were lost at last. Using some of his internet, of course. Shows aren't showing any sign of diminishing, but rather getting better all the time. Thanks, we are great. Which I thought wasn't possible. If your musical tastes are alternative and you like listening to people gab on and make your side spit laughing, Punky is the way to go. If you like more laid-back approach, required sounds, then as always, Guy Graham on It's a Fog's Life. Thanks, Marv. Corporate as ever. Thank you, Marv.
Very corporate. He also has rather enjoyed the Paul B. Edwards classic Hanging Around in My Pants, I noticed as well.
Great song.
Well, I won't go that far.
Well. And finally, from Josh, from infamous last week's twatting, he says, fair twatting, guys. Maybe the first double reverse turn self-twatting? I think it could be. But thanks for that, Josh. Sorry about that, but you know.
If you heard last week's show, I think you'll find we were utterly justified, as always.
Exactly. That's it for the Facebook comments this week.
Well done, you. I think that Signal 99 is something to do with the US, either police force or something like that. Anyway, see what you think of this. Signal 99, newbie. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks for having such a great time, Tony. Thank you for doing such a great job of the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, what is Signal 99's Reverb Nation page?
reverbnation.com/signal99.
It is indeed, with 99 being the number 99, like the ice cream. Tony T, nice. Probably be an internet one. And thanks very much, Signal 99, for sending that through as well. It's quite. I know I often say this, but we have got quite a mixed bag of music this week, on, yeah. So, to say the least. Now then, did you do anything last week?
No, more housey, chasing up quotes and stuff, but good news, we finally, I think, found an electrician and a builder for the loft, so...
Oh, well done.
Some progress made, but yeah, that's it.
Well,
we did.
Excellent. Was good. Well, I didn't do anything either.
Nah.
No, my... Well, I did, actually. I did, on Thursday night, I did HMS Collingwood, right, which I thought was a ship, but it's not. When I got there, it's a training barracks. So I was able to go on stage and go, this is the biggest ship I've ever been on. There's this huge expanse of barracks and army and navy and soldiers and what have you, right? But I just want to tell you about, because you couldn't make this up, right? When I went in, what you have to do, you have to go through this gate and go to this office and get a visitor's pass. And then when you've got the visitor's pass, you go up to this other gate, this barrier thing, hand the visitor's pass to the bloke on patrol, and then say, I want to go here or there. So anyway, I get up to this thing, and he said, do you know where you're going? I went, no, what I need to get to is, I need to get to the warrant officers and senior rates mess. Can you give me directions? He went, yeah. And this is what he said, right? And I can't really do the actions, but you'll understand why I laughed as hard as I did, I hope. He said, right, what you do, go to the top of the road. I went, yeah. He said, and then it's left, right, left. Pissed myself laughing. And he went, what's funny? He went, oh, it doesn't matter.
Nice.
The directions were left, right, left. Right. Fantastic. Got a brilliant gig. Really, really good fun. And hi to everyone there. And I also introduced them to the concept of Do the Toll. You know, I've told you about Do the Toll before.
Have you?
I don't know, mate.
Maybe not. No.
Right, the idea that me and Hamboy, aka Felix, came up with, whereby, you know, there's that band Jethro Tull.
Hmm.
Right. Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull, the lead singer stroke flautist, would often stand on one leg to play the flute and put his foot on his knee in a very particular way. And it's also a famous album cover of him in doing this thing. And me and Felix have got this thing where if you're walking up the street and the other one sees you, if they shout, do the toll, you just have to do an impression of him. Just stand on one leg and pretend to play the flute, right? Mm-hmm. he's like, it turns a few heads, right? It does turn a few heads. So anyway, I got everyone doing it in lectures at my comedy show the week before last. And then I decided that HMS Collingwood would be a fantastic place to do it. Because there's 150 people used to following instructions.
True.
In the crowd. So I told them about it. I said, so anyway, let's try it out. Do the toll. And every man jack of them stood up and did it, right? And I said, now you might not thinking that this will catch on, but trust me, I would love to see you all on the parade ground in a couple of days' time. When one person at the back shouts out, do the toll, and freaks the fuck out of your sergeant major. So anyway, we got that going. Then on Friday and Saturday, I was something curious, Tony.
Okay, what was that?
I was a jongleur's spare, which means I was a substitute act should they need a substitute. However, they didn't. So this meant I drove to Watford and back twice and had some dinner. That was all I did. So I only did one gig next week. I mean, I felt a bit of a fraud. I got paid and everything. Yeah. You know, it was a nice drive. Huh. So that was it. That was me last week, really. Might as well get on with the next bit, shall we?
Yep.
Right, two tracks in a row now from two very, very different bands. Listen out for Death Amphetamine. It's not a ballad. Right, and a track called Dactyl Nightmare that I'll be talking a bit more about in a second. But first up, we've got a band called Healthy Junkies. And hello, Healthy Junkies. Thanks very much. They've sent me through some CDs, Tony.
Cool.
Which means that one of them will be going in our Easter competition, which may happen in early April, might be just after Easter. I haven't decided yet when we're going to do it, but that competition is looking like it's going to be really good. There's a Healthy Junkies CD, there's a Limousine CD, there's a Ramones CD, that I think the UK subs box set and a Skids box set, and it just looks brilliant. And we've got some great new music for that show as well. So that will be in a couple of weeks' time. In the meantime, you might remember, Tony, there was a film stroke movie about a serial killer called Copycat.
Yeah.
Thus, we've had Bank Robber, Fuck the Law, Signal 99, and now a bit of serial killing. What is Healthy Junkies' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Healthy Junkies.
It is indeed, and I think you're going to love this. Copy.
Get our eyes bound.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And hello to Marv. You should hear this in a couple of months. that was Death Amphetamine and the sonic atrocity that is Dactyl Nightmare from the latest album, which is called The Lost Album and is out on Patak Records.
Patak.
Yeah, two pretty different but pretty significant tracks in one go. There's something for everyone on this week's show, Tony.
It's a mixed bag.
It's like a box of chocolates. What I want to know, a really dangerous box of chocolates. What I want to know is, what is Death Amphetamine's Bandcamp
page
or website? Yeah.
Bandcamp.com/Death Amphetamine?
No, mate, deathamphetamine.bandcamp.com, which makes it probably be the internet 2, Tony 3. You will notice that I'm going to start including a few more Reverb Nations and Bandcamps in them, because they seem to be extra good sort of MySpaces, don't they? I don't know whether you've ever...
Have you seen Reverb Nation? I've not seen Bandcamp.
Yeah, Reverb Nation and Bandcamp, both very, very good sites.
Cool.
Great ways to find out about bands, which is what we're all about after all. Tony, have you got any gigs?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide?
12 bars.
Yep, another week, another few gigs at the 12 bar clock. It's still on Denmark Street in London. Great venue, go there if you can. There's something on every night, but I'm just going to do weekend gigs. Friday, 23rd of March, it's Decay and the D-Mans, the Bob Djibouli Trio, Lost Intros, Crashing Flowers, and East Road, plus a late set from Moss. It's an Enterprise Studio
You were really happy about Crashing Flowers at the end of that, weren't you?
Yeah. It's an Enterprise Studio, probably heavy, but then it might not. Give it a try. How much do you think it is on a Friday
Six
evening?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
On Saturday night, I think it's a new night. It's a Bad Luck Saloon night, which they say is it's a new night of psychobilly, rockabilly, and good old-fashioned rock and roll.
I love it already.
And they have Zipheads, Luna Vegas, Voodoo Bones, and Dead Fez on the bill.
That is going to be brilliant. I've seen Zipheads; they're really, really good. Luna Vegas also a cracking band.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Ooh. I'm really pleased. There's a new psychobilly night. I wish they'd have them on Tuesdays or Wednesdays. Would be good.
Yeah.
I could go and see them then.
Good. There's a new night though.
Myself, mind you. Yeah.
And Sunday night, 25th of March, Tetamona, Emily and the Favs, or the Faves, Dexter Bentley, and Trees in the Slipway. It's a Hello Goodbye / Resonance 104.4 FM night. How much do you think that is? Well, it's Sunday evening.
Fiver.
It is.
Oh, yes.
Build 665.
And hello to our friends at Resonance FM, who you may remember we had some dealings with a few years ago. It's a really, really good independent London station that plays interesting music and has lots of stand-up comics doing shows on it. And it's just a really interesting station. Do check out Resonance FM if you're in the London. I don't know whether they're online or not.
Okay.
They might be, I'm not sure. But it's a good station, anyway.
Cool. That's it for gigs.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
12
bars. Really pleased about the new psychobilly night. That sounds good.
Yeah.
So now I might have accused the next band, Tony, of being called Anthony Zero.
Yes.
But then pop.
Oh.
They're called Authority Zero. Anthony Zero, I think, was a TV program or film. I don't know why I got that stuck in my head, but anyway,
name.
The next band we're playing are not called Anthony, they're called Authority Zero. And you know what? They're from Arizona, my friend.
Ah, right.
And they're a far bigger deal than I thought, and they're about to embark on a European tour. Seems a bit odd that I should be going to Arizona just when they're coming here. Can't help thinking they knew about it in advance. Anyway, this is a nice bit of ska punk for you. What I want to know is, what is Authority Zero's website?
AuthorityZero.com.
It is indeed. It's Tony 4, poorly beat the internet 2. This is The New Pollution.
Something in the air that we've been breathing. I don't know if you've sensed it. It's sense to see. time to you. Here we are with a new pollution. Mask yourself in a new solution. Here we are with a new solution. Bathe yourself in a new pollution. Here we are with a new pollution. Mask yourself in a new solution. Here we are with a new solution. Mask yourself, just try and run on straight. Calling all courts, calling artists, relations, productions down, best addition, replace them. It's your right of time, the Greenback Express. See the top 10 ways to survive in a test. A chance to move as accorded titans fall in love with their new way of life. It's my new friends and they're so inviting. Turncoat craftsmen to make it exciting. And I just can't say this is okay. Turn their back on you any day. Here we are with a new pollution. Mask yourself in a new solution. Here we are, it's a new solution. Bathe yourself in a new pollution. Here we are, the new pollution. Mask yourself in a new solution. Here we are, the new solution. Mask yourself, just try and run on straight. Cries that have filled up all your airwaves. We are the hands that will set you free. We are the tides that are taking over. We are the face of the enemy. I just can't see this through. What they've done to you. Mask yourself in a new solution. Here we are, it's a new solution. Bathe yourself in a new pollution. Here we are, the new pollution. Mask yourself in a new solution. Here we are, the new solution. Mask yourself, just try and run on straight. But here we are. But here we are. But here we are. But here we are.
Head. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And I've had some contact with Jeff Ugly Shoes from Cemetery Surfers this week, who sadly won't be able to meet me in Las Vegas as we had planned because he's practically blind at present and needs an operation on his eyes.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, but he's all right, he's fine, and he's in good form, and he's been... writing some rather cutting things on my Facebook page in conjunction with Fatboy. Sometimes they can be really cruel.
Yeah, but he's cuddly.
Actually, he is, actually. Is he? He's quite a significant unit, Jeff Ugly Shoes. He's a big bloke. Okay. Now, are you doing anything this week?
No, I'm just working, trying to get some money together to pay for all this building work. Yourself? Are you going anywhere nice?
Yes, I think I can make up for you not doing anything this week, Tony. Seeing as on Tuesday I'm flying to Las Vegas. Never been to Las Vegas before. I'm not sure who should be more scared, me or Las Vegas, really. But I'm going there with my mate Steve, and a lot of people have already accused us of going there for a gay wedding. But it isn't exactly like that, although we will be sharing a room. I've got two nights in Vegas, and then I get a car... And I'm going to drive the car to the Hoover Dam, and I'm going to see the Hoover Dam. I might even unofficially open it, Tony. You never know.
Ah, nice.
And then I'm going to drive to Flagstaff, Arizona, where I'm going to have a night out, probably in the Beaver Street Brewery. Because if you name a place Beaver Street, and if it's got Beaver and Brewery in a title, I'm going. Right. Basically. Then the next day I'll be going to Sedona, then back to Flagstaff for another night out, quite possibly in a place called Museum Club, which is a little bit sort of crazy, I think. Then the next day, I'm going to the Grand Canyon.
Nice.
I just wanted to go to the Grand Canyon, and I'll be going to Grand Canyon Village, and then I'll be going to the Grand Canyon, and I'm going to look in awe at the greatest spectacle on Earth. It's probably the only thing on this planet more awe-inspiring than my own ego. And I am obviously going to unofficially open it. From there, things are a little bit less sure.
Okay.
But it's possible I'm going to end up on a Navajo reservation, go to a place where they've made loads and loads of cowboy films and that.
Right.
Drive through an incredible national park and then end up back in Vegas. But I'm afraid that's about as precise as I can be with that. Basically, I'm circumnavigating the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
That means driving all the way around it.
Yeah.
Stopping in various places en route for shits and giggles. It's going to be brilliant. I can't wait.
Are you going to be doing poker in Vegas?
Well, I might do poker in Vegas at the end of the holiday rather than the start.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, yes. I might play poker in Vegas with the money I've got left rather than all the money I'm going with. Because I have a feeling if I get to Las Vegas on Tuesday night and go have a game of poker, I could be flying back on Wednesday. So I think it might be best that I don't play. But yeah, I'm doing loads. Going to go double down saloon, check out some dive bars. Going to go, just going all over the place, basically. It's going to be fantastic. So yeah, so I think I'll be having enough fun for two, Tony.
Good.
Yeah. Now then, here's something very interesting. There's a new album out by Restless. Now, you know how I did the sleeve notes on the last album?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do the sleeve notes on this album, but the sleeve notes on this album aren't nearly as good. However, the album itself, of course, is fantastic. And it's called Sounds Like Restless. And it's got some brilliant cover versions of it, including Devil Gate Drive, the Susie Quattro number. Brilliant. There's some really, really good songs on it, but the one I've picked out for this week, and I will be playing another track off this at some point, at least one more, but the one I've picked out is, it gives the show a little bit of symmetry in that we had a Bob Wayne Fuck the Law on second, and we've now got a track called Pendolino Special, which is my favourite track on this album. Well, it's one of my favourites on this album, and I don't want to say it sounds like vintage Restless, because there's been different periods of Restless when they've sounded a little bit different, but this reminds me of when they were in my favourite period, if you like, which was when they actually went a bit poppy and then they came out the other side of it, and it's around about an album called Number 7. Anyway, you'll see what I mean after I've played it. Buy this album as soon as you can. I'll ask you about the website afterwards. In the meantime, this is Pendolino Special.
Today. There's a locomotive leaving and it's going your way. Everybody try to get a ticket for that, cause she's a smooth train. She's a poppy little smoky and she's right on time. Panoramic party till the end of the line. So don't go slow, as if you didn't know. Stokey all the cokey, let the coke cat go. Yes, the Pendolino Special.
It's the Pendolino Special.
Yes, the Pendolino Special. The Pendolino Special is a mighty fine train. When you reach your destination, you can do it all again. When you're rolling, you'll be laughing all your troubles away. You'll be happy you decided on your journey today. Everybody will be dancing and having a ball, cause she's a smooth train. Well, get yourself together and a jump in the queue. The engineer is blowing his whistle for you. There's smoke from the stack, clickety-clack. All up on the train, there ain't no turning back.
It's the Pendolino Special.
Yep, the Pendolino Special.
It's the Pendolino Special.
Yes, the Pendolino Special. The Pendolino Special is a mighty fine train. When you reach your destination, you can do it all again. And again, and again, and again. Come on now. Pendolino Special. Through the day and the night, through the mountains, overland, she makes a heck of a sight. She never gets tired and she does it with ease, cause she's a smooth train. So call the folks and tell them you'll be back in a while. You're riding on the Pendo and you do it in the style. All across the plains, see the whole terrain. When you get to where you're going, you can ride her back again.
It's the
Pendolino
Special.
It's the Pendolino Special.
It's the Pendolino Special.
The Pendolino Special is a mighty fine train. When you reach your destination,
station, you can do it all again.
It's the Pandolino Special.
Yeah, the Pandolino Special. The Pandolino Special is a mighty fine train. When you reach your destination, you can do it all again.
It's the Pandolino Special.
It's the Pandolino Special. The Pandolino Special is a mighty fine train. When you reach your destination, you can do it all again. And again.
Listening to Dr. Slagabry underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That is a great Restless track. There are other ones on that album as good, but I strongly recommend that you buy it. The best way to do that is to go, right, well, it's to go not through their website, but go through the Nervous Records website is one way to get it, or just if you go to Raucous Records, or if you just, basically, if you type in Restless or Sounds Like Restless, you'll find out about it. What I want to know is, what's the nearest thing they've got to a website? And I realise this is vague.
Yeah, I remember they didn't have one, and I can't remember what it is, so don't know.
Well, there's a good page about them, which is on nervous.co.uk/restl, R-E-S-T-L dot H-T-M, and you will find out a bit about the history, etc, etc, etc. There, that's about as good as they've got, really. I don't really know why they haven't got a website. I think they need to find someone young who's good at websites and that, and then they just have one. I think they all drink too much, to be honest. But anyway, it's a great album. That's a great song, and thanks very much to Rob, the drummer, for sending me that. Really, really appreciate it, Rob. Now then, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do.
Nice.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you'd like me to continue the serving on a tsunami of twat of 2012, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. I think I do need one. I think this is the last one I've got, so please do email them through. Yeah. But again, it's from Ludwig von Drakenberg III.
Hello, Ludwig.
Who comes in saying goopa goopa. Miguel Sakel owns a luxury flat in Mexico City. One night he asked the doorman Hugo where was his car jack? He said he didn't know, probably in the boot of his car. Miguel demanded that Hugo go and get it, but he replied that he couldn't leave the lobby alone and it wasn't his job to go get stuff from cops. Whereupon Miguel started to hit and insult Hugo for daring to disobey him. So for beating up Hugo without good reason, Miguel Sakel from Mexico City is a twat.
Quite right too. I'm not having anybody beating up Hugo.
No.
It's out of order.
There's a video of it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. So there's a YouTube link which I will post on our Facebook page.
Yeah, do.
I've watched it. It's all in Spanish, but it's quite harsh.
Right.
And he also says, P.S., Paul got the pronunciation of curetero perfectly right. I can't remember what we said it was. Curetero. Curetero. Curetero?
Yeah, and you just keep talking, Tony.
I have no clue.
What
you
do you just say keep going. Have another few goes.
Curet.
Oh.
Curetero. Curetero. Curetero.
This is just inspiration. Keep going, Tone. Do a few more.
Curetero. Now I'm out now. I don't know what it was. What was it? Can you remember?
I can't remember. I've got absolutely no idea. I've got no idea what the man's talking about. Ludwig, you have to bear in mind, I can't remember what I said in the last section. But I love what I've said in previous weeks. But thank you very much. I've learned some Norwegian, by the way. Did I do that last week?
I have no idea what we did last week. I don't think you did.
Check out this bad boy, right? Jeg kan ikke snakke norsk. Sorry, I'm laughing already. Jeg kan ikke snakke norsk. Oh, klart, no. Fordi min hjerne full av drit.
Okay.
Do you know what I just said there?
No.
I can't speak Norwegian right now because my brain is full of shit.
Nice.
Yeah. It's all I've got. It's all I've got. I'm not sure about the pronunciation either. If you are Norwegian and listening to this show, perhaps you could tell me whether I've done a good job or not by sending an email to paulieb@punkyradio, titling your email, "I'm Norwegian, you've done a good job," or "I'm Norwegian, you've done a shit job." That's it, yeah. So I also, yeah, I know some other words as well, but that's the phrase I've learned. I reckon it'll hold me in good stead in Oslo.
I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah. Right then, should we play the last song?
Should we try this guy first?
Oh, sorry, yeah, yeah. Christ, on a bike.
I know. So Miguel Sakel from Mexico City is a twat.
He's a twat.
He's a twat.
He's a twat. Miguel is a twat. Yeah, quite right too. Thank you very much, Ludwig.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. Last song this week. It's coming last minute, very last minute. It's released on the 26th of March, and it's from one of our favourite bands, friends of the show, Devilish Presley. Hello, Johnny and Jackie. Now, it's released as a 3-track CD single, and the first 50 copies bought will be signed. However, this track is also available for free download. This is one of the three. It's the title track from the single. But this is available for free download. However, I have forgotten to get Devilish Presley's website, so I'm gonna have to give you the point.
Okay.
Which means that you've won this week. It's Tony 5, Paul of the Internet 3. If you type in Devilish Presley to the internet, you'll find out all about it. They are ubiquitous on the net. They're excellent at the net. They're an excellent band. They're a great live act, and this is a great track. So I'm just going to play it because I can't do the, what do you reckon, Tony? Blah, 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 blah. I don't know where the blah, came in. If you've seen the hat even I was doing, and you'd have thought that I'd actually changed my hand for a jellyfish. This is The Devil Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll! Big money prize. They wanna win, so all they ever do is compromise. But I know that they're wrong. I'm gonna sing them my song. They don't know any better, better, better. No, they don't know any better, better, better. The devil will get the hole. Hell is of the people I know. The devil will get the hole. They like rolling strings, yeah. All of them throw daggers just to cut off my wings. But I know that they're wrong. I'm gonna sing them my song. Cause they don't know any better, better, better. No, they don't know any better, better, better.
Hell is on the people I know. The devil will get more. Hell is on the people I know. The devil will get more. Hell is out there, can you? Bunch of
guts. That was Devilish Presley, Tony.
Cool.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And don't forget, it is a free download, but you'd have to do some research how to get it, or preferably order the CD single and get all three tracks, because we won't be playing the other two tracks, we're only playing that one. So if you'd like to get all three of them, you'll have to buy the CD. And if you're quick on the March 26th, you might get a signed one. Now, we haven't really mentioned very much about what people can do on this show, Tony. Could you maybe go through iTunes?
Yep. Please do review us on iTunes. A few reviews make a massive difference to us, help us move up the featured rankings, and take spot a moment. So please, if you can, do us an iTunes review. Easiest way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that, it will open up the music store page on iTunes where you can review us. You'll need an account, so it's all free. Log in, review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, email me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature your review on the show.
And hello to our friends listening in right now on Hussy Skunk Radio, Badunk Radio, and Internet Talk Superstation. I'm right, aren't I?
You are right.
I am indeed. And hi to all the guys that run those things for us. We really, really appreciate it very much. And a particular hello to Diamond J, who we don't spend enough time mentioning, and Internet Talk Superstation is ace. That's signed me. So you'll be at home bashing things up over next week, and I will be in the American Southwest in cowboy country looking out for those Indians, etc., etc., etc. Hope you have a brilliant week. Some exciting news about next week. It's a Tony special, isn't it?
It's going to be special.
It's going to be very special, and it's going to feature 8 tracks from TNS.
TNS, right? Yeah, they've got a new compilation album out, so I'm going to 8 tracks on that.
So, if you fancy hearing great music and shit-talking, make sure you tune in next week to Punky Radio. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Bunchy Guts.